There you go. You know, today being Martha Stewart's birthday, somewhere, somehow out there, we had one of the great all-time audio drops in radio history from Martha Stewart. We used to run a Martha Stewart program, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was thinking we had some Martha Stewart audio at one time.
But the line that I had pulled and saved was her saying, "It astonishes me how people can go through life unable to perform the simplest tasks." And, I mean, just to hear that condescending tone in her voice is just so Martha Stewart.
Because
my thought is, most of the simple tasks in her life, she has people do for her. Except go to prison. Anyway, so happy birthday, Maddie. That's what all her close friends call her.
Yeah, Maddie. Well, and you are a close friend.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. Well, let's see here. Oh, my gosh. Tragedy was staved off, you know.
Averted. I mean,
somehow we were able to get that passed before the boys and girls left. You know, I was listening to that Schlitterbahn commercial. I was thinking, there are all the members of Congress there with their inner tubes waiting to, you know, to go on the rides at Schlitterbahn.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, they're just cranked up and ready to go.
For a fact-finding trip. Yeah.
Bunch of old guys in Crocs standing there. Bunch of white spindly leg guys.
I was thinking a bunch of women hating on Michelle Bachmann who'd probably be rocking a bikini.
Well, you know, that's true. Might be that and that. Nomi, is that her name? That's some lady from up there in one of the Dakotas who's a looker, too. Mm. And there are a couple of them, but aren't too many of them. Hey, how about Joe Biden, always good for a line. Did you hear about when he met Gabby Giffords on the floor?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's what she said to him.
Oh, okay.
No, she beat him to it. Well, he'd already done the terrorist thing earlier this week, so.
Right.
You know, but, she comes up to him and says, "Joe, now we're both members of the Cracked Head Club."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she did.
Well, at least she has a sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, he had two aneurysms, if you don't remember, in his brain and had surgery. Back in the 80s. So, yeah, he did.
Now, if she had been a Republican and said that to him.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. But Joe, for his part, you know, says he did not characterize the Tea Party as terrorists during the meeting.
I know.
But then Jay Carney has to do the damage control thing.
Of course he does.
Saying, well, he might have said it, but he didn't mean it.
Yeah, that's
what it is. He said, Mr. Carney said, "I think it was a product of an emotional discussion, very passionately held positions in this debate. But that does not mean that it's appropriate, and it's not. The vice president doesn't think so, and the president doesn't think so," which means we had another
CMEBO.
One more time. Because, you know, he's got to get that reelection plane off the ground, and he's got to toss as much baggage out as he can. So
well, you know what? Yeah. Might as well change Biden's name to Samsonite.
Well, we'll see how that works. Now,
well, I mean, it's not. It's not like the vice presidency is a high profile position, right? Because it's really not.
No, it's not.
You know, John Nance Garner said it was worth a bucket of warm spit, but. What has he done? What has he brought to the administration?
Well, supposedly because of his experience in elective office, because he's been there for so long.
Well, guess what? The president's got some experience now.
Yeah.
Looking expendable.
And the other thing, we didn't have time to do the story this week because, you know, we were about to have the debt crisis that was going to cause life as we know it on Earth to end.
Sure.
So we couldn't talk about that. But he's got a house up there in Delaware that has to be protected, and he's got a kind of a cottage there, and he rents that to the Secret Service.
Making money on his own protection.
Gets $2,000 a month for that little gig, yeah. And again, he may not be the first one to ever do it, but just so you know.
Still. I think if there are people if my life is so quote-unquote valuable to some people that I need people with guns to protect me, I don't think I'm going to charge them.
Yeah. Again, as you say, knocking back a few with him, no telling what kind of stories.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, remember that time?
Yeah. That's one of those when you pretend like you're drinking, you just keep pouring them down his gullet.
Yep. And
I'm good. I'm good, Mr. Vice President.
Yeah. I'll just have another club soda.
Yes. Exactly.
Amazing. I read this this morning. It was jaw-dropping. Moody's Investor Service says the government will retain its AAA credit rating.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
I know. See, they had said,
now we can get that MasterCard we wanted.
Right. You got to have $4 trillion, you know, trimmed off the budget to make that work. They only came up with like 2.7, which ain't four. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, some way, they were able to keep America with their AAA rating. So I feel a lot better about that.
That's right.
Now,
so we'll stay members of AAA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The right.
So when the economy breaks down, we'll get free roadside assistance.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, call anytime.
Now, what's interesting, too, is all the debate that we've had has been costly as far as the politicians are concerned. 77% of voters thought that elected officials in Washington behaved like, quote, spoiled children, unquote.
No.
I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. But what's interesting, they say, is that it really has ended up hurting the president more because he was trying to elevate to be above the fray.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he ends up right down there with them. And, you know, he's once again trying to get elected. So don't know if that's going to happen or not. They say now the focus will become jobs. We have to start talking jobs.
Haven't we
jobs
talked to this for
number one thing.
4 years almost?
Yeah, but jobs. We got to have jobs. Here's the reason. The economy sucks for a lot of people, and they will remember that. And it would have to make a gargantuan turn for things to look good in November next year. I just can't imagine that it's going to.
Yeah, because Wall Street really rebounded yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, dang. Let me see. Was that 200 points they were
doing? Yeah, more than.
Yeah, 260.
Yeah, a few gold bugs. I think gold hit an all-time high. So, yeah, I would say that there's a tremendous. What happened to that full faith and confidence of the United States government? What is that about? I don't think Wall Street
I don't
has
think anyone it. Can say it with a straight face
no,
anymore.
No, they really can't. And, again, part of the problem is that they did make just so much theater out of that. Now, of the people, and heaven knows there are plenty of them out there, who are not buddies of the president, an interesting piece from a guy who's a professor at Yale University in, of all places, the Huffington Post. Guy's name is David Bromwich. I don't like to read a lot to you, but this is kind of interesting. It's a long piece, but I'll just read a little bit. The president's surrender to the Tea Party in the debt ceiling negotiations brought back an old question about his ability to lead. What is the Tea Party? A right-wing populist movement rooted in local discussion groups and instructed by Fox TV and Fox Radio that has dominated the Republican Party since 2000. There is no more consequential faction in the United States today. Okay? Then Bromwich says at the end, we mistook Obama for a man of strong convictions. Why? Because he has an aesthetic admiration for people with strong convictions. People with names like Gandhi and King. Yet the emotion of the conviction, a feeling that will not let go of you, is foreign to him and probably has been always. The broad programs to which he thought he adhered and talked about as if he believed in them, he has sold down the river.
I'll say it again. People didn't fall in love with him in 2008. They fell in love with the idea of him in 2008.
And as we see, I mean, as Bromwich says, I mean, this guy does not believe. You know, a person I know has, from day one, called him an empty suit in that he has this soaring rhetoric, but truth and conviction is apparently not something that he embraces. And again, as a president must move to the center to get reelected, he abandoned the left side of the party. They're really angry about that. And he certainly can't move far enough in the center to embrace the right side of the political spectrum. But to say that this is a man who has no convictions is that's a pretty damning thing for somebody to say. All right, 647.